You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
1,000 passengers and crew of the cruise ship Costa Allegra, all now on the tiny island of Seychelles. The cruise ship lost all power after a fire on Monday. The ship was then towed to the small island by a French fishing boat. There's no air conditioning while they were still on the boat. They spent days and nights on deck, no flushing toilets, no showers. Sandra Hanks now joins us on the main island of Mahé in Seychelles. Sandra, for those who have no idea, can you explain how small this place is?
Well, Seychelles, the country, is about 115 islands, some of them basically just little rocks sticking up. I'm on the main island of Mahé, which is 17 miles long and 4 miles wide. And we have a total population in the whole country of 85,000 people. So it's small.
And do you have rooms for more than 1,000 people all at the same time?
Well, you know, under normal circumstances, tourism is the basis of our economy here.
Right.
So we have hotel rooms, but we also, this weekend, we have an international carnival going on.
Oh.
We've got 33 international delegations coming from all over the world that have been flying in. Our hotels are full. In most places, it's not that big a deal for an extra 1,000 people. They're a drop in the bucket, but we've got a pretty small bucket here, and they're kind of popping by. It could be a bit of a problem.
When did you find out that you were going to have more than 1,000 extra people there?
Well, sometime after the Allegra stopped moving, they sorted out the piracy issues and then figured, I think, fairly quickly that this was pretty much the only alternative.
Sandra Hanks, writer, longtime resident of Mahé in the Seychelles, where they're about to have more than 1,000 people from the Costa Allegra cruise ship when it was towed there by a French fishing boat. Sandra, thank you so much.
You're welcome.